continuing our Shaurim on Otzav Chaim, we're in Perek Dalet Rafach. Shah Rafach, that's Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph in the old edition, and Masech Bidvash is Daf Tav Yud Gimel. Okay, Siyat Vishmaya. We're going to continue the Biul of this number of 288. I'll just be makdim that what we saw so far is, let's put it this way. What we've seen so far is the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. We know there's three parts of the Malachim we spoke about last time. The three parts of the Malachim, which are the Anach, which are the Oiris and the Nutzutzus and the Kelim. We know that the Kelim broke and fell into the world of Bia. Now, after them fell down Nutzutzus. I use a little fall because we will find this lashon over here in Perek Dalet. There's an Nefila, more in the earlier part, it was talking more of a lashon Yerida, more of a Rotzen, that the Nutzutzus went down into Bia in order to Mechaya the Kelim. Now, Shal is how many Nitzutzes went down, and how many Nitzutzes just stayed up on top of in the world of Atzilus. So we said the number is 288. That's the smach from the pasuk of Ruach Merachefes al Pnei Mayim. That there is a smach over there that we know is 288. Now, 288 by far is not the amount of Nitzutzes that went to be. It's actually infinite amount, but we can't speak in terms of infinity. But rather we speak of the first level, or more or less the first level that went down, which is Madrega Shviya. We calculated by dividing it into the first 12 Madregas. And the seventh level is where more or less all the Madregas started to fall down. So we divided our chart into four parts, meaning the four main spheres, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes and Malchus. Those are the four columns that we have. And we more or less designated the Mokum, the seventh level. The Shaila is, we're going to find this paragraph, which we're going to be dealing with, is what happens in Netzach Hod Yisod. All of last year, we didn't speak about Netzach Hod Yisod. We said it's Nichlal in Tiferes, but the Shaila now is, how is it Nichlal in Tiferes? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. That's going to be the main question of it. So let's see that. The after Nishal Lanu Levare Inyan Eichan. For who? Those are the four main categories that we had on our chart. Yodu Rafach 288 Nitzutzim, Shem Alba Pamim Ab, which make up 288. Ve'at Tzorg Levar Ki Behechechu Shegam Netzach Hod Yesod. Yodu Nitzutzim. We also know there's another three which we didn't speak about, which says Nichlal and Tifels. But what does that mean? Chol should be another 72 times 4. V'im keim ma'in yonim. V'im yodu lama lo nichnesu v'nichlulu gam he b'misban nitzutzim. So why did we reckon for them also in the cheshbon? We're only reckoning four spheres: Chesed Netzach, Chesed Gvura, Tifer and Malchus. But what about Netzach Hod Yisod? That's the question. That's the main question that this parak is going to deal with. Now we're going to discuss a little bit of the bechinas over here. Kihine noda, we're going to speak about dafka, but netzach hod yisod. What are the bechinas? Kihine noda shve netzach hod hem tchei palgi de gufa kenitzkele. We know that, we've mentioned this before, that netzach hod are unusual. They're not the usual type of spheres, because every sphere is a sphere b'fnei atzmo, chesed, gevura. They all have their own unique standards. Masha'enkin, when it comes to Netzach Hod, they're really only half a sphere. And they make a whole altogether. Tchei palge de gufum. Two parts of a whole. V'lechein ein havaya gemura b'kol echad mehem. Rak havaya achas ben shneihem. Nimtza ki chatzi havaya hu ha'ol shel Netzach. V'chatzi havaya hu o ha'ol shel Hod. Means like this, like every sphira is attributed to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Here. And all the spheres are attributed to its own personal Yud Kei Vav Kei. But if we're going to say now the Netzach and Hod are Tchei Palge Dugufa, that means that only half a sphira would come out Poshut, he says, Hukishahavaya nechlekes lishnaim ein oile b'shem rak machtisa elyon. So it comes out the netzer and the whole thing are going to split a havaya for themselves. They don't take ish and a havaya because they're only trip halakat gufa. Therefore, the netzer is going to take half, and the hod is going to take half. The problem with that is that the first two letters of the yud kei vav kei, yud kei, is takashim on its own. It's kol. Mashken, the vav kei is not a shem. And we're going to bring a raya to this. That when the havai nechlekes lishnayim ve'eino oile b'shem, rak machtzitza elyon, we only consider the first two letters, which is the yud kei. Shem shtei oisius yud kei. Kemosha omar kosev brings a raya from the posuk, the Arizal brings a raya from the posuk, that it says, ki yad al keis kol. Rashi explains over here that if the kise is not male, the kes, which stands for kise, is not sholem, then the havai yud kei vav kei is not sholem. So the kise, which is kes, is not sholem, and the havai is not sholem. So you only have yud kei. The shahad is, why didn't the posuk say ki aliyad kes vav kei? Why did it pick onto the first two letters as opposed to the vav kei, the two last letters? And the kasha is more because we know, especially those who are oisek in the kavanas, that the yenika of the chitzonim, which is definitely amalek, is dafka from the lower parts of the havaya, lower parts of the spheres, because that's the only place where they can get a yenika. The higher parts, like abba ve'ima and so on and so forth, which is connected the higher bechinas, they cannot get a yenika. It's much too powerful, that area. So it would make more sense that amalek, which is trying to be yearning from the shefa, would be yoinik from the vav kei. So why Taka the Pasuk didn't mention ki yad al keis vav kei as opposed to yud kei? The answer to that is ki shtei ois is vav kei einon shem bifne atzmo, because it doesn't make sense. Yud vav kei is not a shem bifne atzmo. Yud kei is a shem. Venimza ki netzach nikra yud kei, and therefore it comes out v'chein nikra hod yud kei. Right? Simple. V'chein yisod nikra yudke. We find the yisod is also called yudke. Lifisha yisod eno b'chinas b'fnei atzmo. Rak ha'ora kalula mechamisha ores ha'ilyonin can know that. We know that there are five spheres that we speak about all the time in the guf deza, which is chesed, gvuot, tiferet, netzachot. Those are the five main spheres in the guf. The Yesod and Malchus are, says the Arizal, are not proper spheres, but rather they are a koilil and a koilil de koilil. That means that all the hashpah that is found in the first five, Chesed, Gvua, Tiferet, Netzah, Hod, are rather the hashpah come into a place, all the mashpia into a place which is called Yesod. And then Yesod takes all those bechinas and mashpia into the Malchus. But it doesn't have any hashpah for itself. Rather, it's just a koil. Abazoi. That's why v'rak ha'or kulula mechamisha oiras elyonin kenodam. Therefore, it's not a sphere b'fnei asmo. That's why we consider it to be a yudke as opposed to yudke vavke, like the other chesed yudke vavke. Gvur tiferet, all yudke vavke, except this is only sort of a half. A halba sphere, and therefore it's considered to be yud kei. So it comes out that we have three spheres that we consider to be yud kei. Netzach is connected to yud kei, hod is connected to yud kei, and yesod is connected to yud kei. Let's keep it on the back of the mind. Let's continue. Another two reasons we're going to find out why yesod is connected to yud kei as opposed to yud kei vav kei. Va'od tam acher, why yesod is only yud kei, but mashin zbaer, ki shnei yesod is echad, the abba, ואחד דאימא מתלבשים תוך זה אמפים. כל אחד מהם יש בו חמישה חסודים וחמישה גבורות. וחמישה חסודים יסוד דאימא נספשתם בזה בחסד גבור תפר נצר הוד שלו. It's like this. We know, we've learned this many times in Torah Halbosha, we learned this in Purim as well, the Kavanos in Purim, that Abba's Yesod is Meluvish in Ima's Yesod. And both of those yesodos go into Zah and the Malbish Adachazah, until the chest. The truth of the matter is that the Yesod of Abba is longer than Yesod of Ima, therefore it protrudes through the Yesod of Ima and goes all the way down to Yesod of Zah. That's only the Yesod of Abba going as far down as the Yesod of Zah. But when it comes to Ima, her Yesod stops at the Chaz, which is the Tiferes of Zah. Now, we know there's 10 Chug in the Yesod of Abba and 10 Chug in the Yesod of Ima, right? 5 chasodim, 5 gvuos in Ima, and 5 chasodim, 5 gvuos in Abba. Right? Yeah. Now they're all mispashit into Zah. That's going to give chius into Zah. So come to Reis Azeh. That we find that the chamisha chasodim, the yesod, the Ima, mispashit in Bezeh, after the chesed, gvuot, tifer, neser, hod, yesod. The chasodim of Ima, which stops by the chest, are there mispashit, they come out from the yesod, the Ima, which is open, which is the only open sphira, and goes into the 5 spheres of Zeampi, which is Chesed, Gvuot, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. It's not Yesod. So, Chesed, Gvuot, Tiferet, Netzachot, those 5. Now, what about the Gvuos of Ima? That's only the Chasodim, the Ima. The Gvuos, the Ima, and the Chug, the Abba, don't take that Mahalach. They go on a different Mahalach. And that's what he's saying here. The Chesed, the Chamisha Gvuos, the Yesod, the Ima, וכן החמישה חסדים וחמישה גבוז ביסוד האבא שלא נתגלו ולא יוצאו. They did not come out. והנה כל אלו הם יורדום ליסוד הדזה. The גבורות of אמא and the חוג of אבא go all the way down, they protrude all the way down, push it into the יסוד. Why? The גבורות, פשט is like this, the חסדים always stay in the דזה. And the gvuos, the matar of the gvuos to go into nok v'zah. So therefore, the gvuos of ima go all the way down into zah, and the chasodim of ima stay inside. So therefore, the gvuos of ima go down, which are 5, plus the chuga abba go all the way down because his yesod is meluvash all the way into the yesod of zehampi. So it comes like this: Kavai dat the kisum yisod abu who mistaim yisod the atzmo dezah the shavu b'shavu. So therefore, kum tovayis comes out from this v'nivza ki 15 chasodim v'gvuros yesh yisod dezah. Asher misporam yudke. So it comes out you have 5 gvurot of ima, and then 5 chasodim of abba and 5 gvurot of abba. That makes all together 5 times 3 is 15. So you have 15 in yisod the zeampi, and that's keneged yudke. Yudke is gematria 15. That's why yisod is keneged yudke. That's the second reason. Now a third reason why yisod the zah is keneged yudke. V'ol tam acher, a completely different reason. Bahu be'in chamisha chasodim be'atzam mispashte b'zah mitzad yisod the ima. We know that the way zah receives its shefa, its chug, is through the fact that ima again is mispashes itself into the das design and also into the guf design. The way it happens technically is that the zah has 3 bechinas in his moach, right? As we know, there's a chokhmah, bina, and das. In the das is maybe the chuk, which he got from the previous, the part two from me'elov, the part two from me'elov. And this chuk now, we're going to split into 3 different divisions. One division is when it's still in the das dezah, it's called the shchosher chuk. That's the source of the chuk. Then once it's there, then it's spashed into the guf. And this is very important. This happens all the time, especially in the Kavanah. Another division is that it is ispashed into the body of Zah. That's called the ispashtus of the Chub. And then finally, after it goes there, then it's finally ispashed into the Yesod. Yesod of Zah. Let's read that inside. Vuhu. Ki halon izbal etzileinu ki shlosha bechinas yesh el chasadim. It's 3 different bechinas el chasadim. Arishon, ha'echad, who lemal b'mokom adas shel zah? There's the chug in the das zah. Ki sham hu shorash chasodim. That's the shorash chasodim. V'achikach, what happens from there? Min ha'arosa mispashtim ha'chamish chasodim min ha'chesed zah ad hod shebo. It goes down to the chesed gvot tifer nitzal hod. That's the ispashtet of the chug. V'achikach, From that ispashtus, you have another type of ispashtus, which is called mitzkabetzim harosam b'yisod dezach hamisha chasadim achirim. And therefore, let's make the cheshbon now. You have five times ispashtus. That's 15. That's the yud kei. That's keneged the yud kei of zah. That's what he's about to say in a minute. Asher siva zu nikra yesod kol kenoda. Since we have these five chasodim which are going down to the yesod zah, each five chasodim is keneged 10 tzfiros. Each chasodim is 10 tzfiros. 10 times 5 is 50. That's gemat rev kol. That's a side point. Getting back to our point, v'hari hem two, which is 15 chasodim kiminyan yudke. Then you have three times this pashtut, which is this five chasodim going into zah. One which is called the shchosher chug, which is the spash into the goof. The other one is the spashtus into the goof, into the yasod. And then the other one is the yasod itself has this inyan of ha'ara. And that's a chiddush, because you would think it's all one and the same. It's a derivative from the shorish of the das, and it's all mispasha, but it's the same thing. But nevertheless, the Ariz is calling, considering this, as he says over here, chamisha chasadim achirim. It's an achim. That's a big chiddush here. So it comes out like this. Now, out of all these three tools, it comes out that nimsa ki netzach hod yisod einen havayis gemos. As you say. Netzachod is three parts of the gufa, so they share Hawaii, which is yudke yudke. Yisod, which is give three terusim, what's a yudke. Therefore, kum terus emrak shlosh shemois yudke. Now let's continue. Vehine kol bechinas gemuros shenisbaru leel b'shem Hawaii, kulam gam ken yeshnam b'shem yudke. Now in the same way we made the chart of the rafach. Remember, we have four boxes. We have the Havaya, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then we take the Achoraim of that, which is box number two, which is Yud Kei, Yud Kei Vav, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Achoraim. And then we start with the Mispah. The Mispah of the first Madrega is 26. And then we take the Mispah, and the Madrega 4 is the Mispah of the Achoraim, which is 72. We're going to do that three times. That's for the Kesek, Keneged Chochma, which is the Miloy, and Keneged Bina, which is the Milo de Milo. We're going to do that process of Ponim Achoraim four times. We can do that not only for the Yud Kei Vav Kei, by the way, we can do that for any shame as well. Shakai, whatever you want. We're going to do it over here with the shame Ko, Yud Kei. We're going to do the exact same Rafach chart. We're going to call it Rav Shah, but it's a detailed chart of how to understand all the bechinas, all the nitzutzes in that shame. So we're discussing over here the shame of Yud Kei, which is keneged and etzel hod yisod. Dugma mashe yorod meshem ma, kach yorod shlosha shemois Yud Kei haniska, ki lo nishoro ve'atziv zrak shtei madregas rishonis bilvad, shehem shtei oisios Yud Kei. Yeah, the first Madrega that stayed in Atzilus was Yudke, that's the Ponim. And then the Madrega Shniya, v'gam achoraim shalem b'chinas ha'oisyos b'lva shem Yudke, that's also stayed in Atzilus. Mm-hmm. But what fell into Bria Yitziasia? All the rest. Madrega Shlishin onwards. Om namina Madrega Shlishin lemata gam hi b'chlal b'kulam yodu b'bria. Al derech ma sheyorod min ha'tiferes shehem shem ma. Now,
why?
What's that?
So why don't condemn?
Oh, so why don't we count? Ve'omnam atam lama ein bechinas kol nitzusos elu niskor bifnei atzmo. Why the nichlal? Why is netzach yitzod not counted? The madregas and nitzusos that fell down into bia. Why are they not counted for themselves? Why the nichlal tiferes? Al derchi is kolushal nitzutot, ve'ininu l'fi shekolin nitzutos shiyodu min ha'netzachod yisod mitchabrim kula min nitzutos shel tiferes. Okay, the nichlas. He hasn't explained why though. Kevan isbay le'er shekol ma shenitzchabe im ma'ash le'mal mimenu eino ole b'shem limanos bifnei as. That's the rule. Anything which is nichlal in a previous madrega, we don't count it. But again, He hasn't explained to us why. V'hein, b'chinas nitzutzus achoraim shalehem, ein tzarech latet tam lama lo nimnu. We have a klal already. Shekaval bi'an shebemokom shenimnim aponim en nimnim achoraim. So any all the madregas of nitzach od yosod, the achoraim chelik, that's not a kasha why we're not b'chlal putting them in the cheshbon of the 288. Because the achoraim, since we have a madrega ponim, then the achoraim both of the ponim.
What?
Bechinas ponim tzoch levaya. Echem mitkashrim im abechinas shlemalem. He says the netzach od yosod and now is mitkashrim to titiferes. But why? Asher esibazu lo nimna kniska. But why is it haguf akasha? Why is the ponim nichlal? The ponim of the netzach od yosod is nichlal to titiferes. V'hine shlosha ponim yudke. We said already that it's bechin of netzach. Is keneged yudke, holds keneged yudke. We said three reasons why yisod keneged yudke. So each one has ka. Three times 15 is gematria of ma. V'lechein nitzutzov mitchabrim im nitzutzov ma keniska. Tiferet, remember how we started the chart. We have chesed that broke. That's keneged ab. We have Gvura, which broke, that's Keneged Sag. We have Tiferet that broke, which is Keneged Ma. And also Netzach Hod Yosod is also Keneged Ma. We'll explain that in a minute. We're saying more than that now. Netzach is a Yudke, Hod is a Yudke, and Yosod is a Yudke. 15 times 3 is 45. We're starting to see a Tzad Shavah Ben Ehem. Afa Pishei Nisporim Shavim. Ki cheshbon shazehu bimilu hu mina milui, v'cheshbon zehu mina poshut. I'll explain in a minute. Ein bize cheshash ki neva bezat Hashem, aber ein kavono ater rak limtzo mitzius chit litchaber shneihem yachad, v'ava bishelayu cheshbonam shav. Okay, I want to show you a chart at this point. That is a bit more complicated. So I'm going to pull out the chart here. So this is what we're speaking about over here, the chart of Ma. So again, this is the chart. We didn't see this chart. This is a new chart. This is the new chart of Rafach. You see, this is exactly what everything over here, the blue, all stayed in the Tzilus, and everything below this red line, all those are Netzutzas that fell into Bia. Okay, so in the Ab column we have 72 over here. The Sag column was a combination of Sag and the 10 letters. That made 73. In the Ma column, we had a connection between the Ma, always Madrega Shvi, with the Ku. That made 71. So that makes 72, and Bechla, that's 72. And we had this Madrega over here, which is the Achurayim, which is really 72. Madrega Shnia, which is Madrega Rivia, that's the 72, that makes a 288. The problem is that's only Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and Malchus. That's only four spheres, and I need another three spheres with Netzach Hod Yisod. So this is the chart of Netzach Hod Yisod. Now, what I did, I only put one in called Netzach Hod Yisod because they're all the exact same. So you have to imagine here three columns. Netzach, and the next one, Hod Yisod, but they're all similar. Right. Now, what we're saying over here is how this is the chart of Tiferet. I just extracted it from that part here. This is Tiferet chart, and this is the Netzach Hod Yisod chart. We're saying that this column is Nichlal in here. Now we're saying how there must be a Tzad Shavah Ben Ehem. How this could be Nichlal in this. So this is the Cheshbon over here. That since we find over here, Madrega Shlishi, again, everything in blue is what stayed in Atzilus. These two Madregas, Aleph and Beis, stayed in Atzilus. So did Netzach Hod Yisod, the two Madregas also stayed in Atzilus. What fell Madrega Shlishi, which is the yellow, onwards? All of this fell into Atzilus, into Bria, sorry. Everything fell into Bria. These stayed in Atzilus. So we have in Netzach, let's take this Netzach for example. This is the ponim, that means the gematria of this, the first madriga, right? So since it's, we're dealing with the Shem Hashem, which is Yaku, Yud-Kei's gematria is 15. Now, if you make a cheshbon of three times this chart, Netzach would be 15, Hod would be 15, and Yesod would be 15, that means 3 times 15 would be 45. 45. That would be the Tzadar Shavu between it. That's how this Madrega would connect with this Madrega. Okay? So this Madrega, which is 45, connects with this Madrega, and any like for like is Nichla, so therefore we don't make a Cheshbon Nichla with this 45, it's Nichla here. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That even though it's not the same Madrega, why? Because this is a Miloy of the Poshut. And if you look over here, this is also a Miloy, but this is a Miloy of the Miloy. So even though this is a Miloy of the Poshut, this is a Miloy, what's the Loshon over here? Ein zibze chashash. We're not so bothered about it. Because we'll explain that this is not really the Iker reason why we're doing this. That's not really the Iker time where we have one Madrega to the other Madrega. What we're trying to do right now is just to find episode Kesher between Netzach Hod Yesod and the Madrega of Sag, which is Madrega of which is the Bechina of Tiferet. Rak limtso metzius litchave shneim yachad. Even the cheshbon is not the same, because if you look at this is 15, how can 15 be equated to 45? That's also a kasha. So we're saying, you know what, we're taking the 15 of Netzach and the 15 of Yehod and the 15 of Yesod, that makes all together 45, and that's to be connected to that 45. It's also a bit stretch, but again, lo chosh, because that's not the emistika reason why we're doing the kasha, but we'll find epis a kasha. Okay. So you see over here that what we're doing over here, when we take the Miloy, there's many ways that we could take this Miloy stage over here. See this over here? With Yud Vav Dalit K, which is He. Now He, you could be Malit in He Yud. You can make it He He or He Aleph. There's three ways to be Malit. Now how are we going to do it over here? Why are we taking Hey Aleph? Because all of this is really Za that broke, right? Mm-hmm. And Za is Keneged Ma, which is Milo Aleph. That's why we take the Milo Aleph over here. That's what he says over here. V'chein Milo Shlosha Shemot Yudke Niskorim Hu Be'alofim. We make the Miloi of Alofim. V'fisha Netzah Hod Yesod Elu Hem Netzah Hod Yesod Shel Za Shebechinoso Miloi Alofim, which is Ma. So if you take the gematria of this, right, which is the madrega chamishi, you take the miloy the gematria, which is 26, we're able to mitzkash yourself to madrega shlishi over here. So from here, the ku will attach itself to the ku 26. You see that over here?
Ku.
Yeah, Kaf Vav is Ku, which is 26, attaches itself, Kaf Vav, which is 26, attaches itself to the Kaf Vav over here. Okay? That's also another kesh between them. Hine, Yud Ke de Milo Elofim Hu Gematre Kaf Vav, 26. Lachen Hu Mitzchave Im Shema B'Madrega Shlishi, which is the Madrega Shlishi over here. Madre Shishi Shemis Miram Gamkem Chafav. After Pisha Ein Shavu B'Mitziusam. B'Mitziusam, because why? Because again, this is a Miloy of Madrega Madrega Chamishim, and this is a Madregas of a Miloy of the Rishon, right? Cheshvan Rishon, right? Madrega. This Madrega Shlishi is just a gematria of Madrega Rishon. So Bechalad they're not Shavu. This is this and this is that. Alpha PK was still making connection between them.
So why the Haru doesn't come from the yellow to the
I'll tell you. Yeah. Okay. Because it's not the Maskana yet. Now, No.
Did you explain the why Yudke give you more?
Yudke, what's Yudke?
The Madriga Chamishit of Netachot Yesod.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? How much is it?
No, I didn't explain that yet. No, I didn't explain that yet. Now, at the end of the day, we still have a kashuha, because how can you mashve something which is not like for like? This is Madriga Zay, and you're making with Madriga Chamishishi. And this madrega of shlishi, you're making madrega shvi. Zelo olech kol kach. So how can you be mashve? And the rule was anything which is shove b'shove, you can. Like we saw over here, And if you remember last week, we spoke about why don't we count the madrega chamishi of tiferet, right? Which is 10 letters to this. We'll speak about it. He's going to read the cash over here. So again, how are we comparing different madregas together? So it says the inin hu ki kevabi anu etze oisias the miloi ma shele tiferet. So let's jump to this one. This is the this is the asola oisias of ma. Biyano she esse oisis de miloi ma shel tiferes, olu in esse oisis de sag min chabrei mayhem. They moved over here. That's why we don't consider them as a madrega. Only the madrega shlishi and the madrega shvi. But the madrega of this is funny. We could have made a cheshbon and say, hey, we have 10 letters here. No, we don't count this. You know why? Because it's nichlal here. 10 and 10. Anything like for like, then we say we don't count them. Vihine. Mityarim, we are afraid, Anu, ki kivan shalu elu eser oisius lemala shelo yalu gamke mimayim mispar shalehem shuhu begamatria ma. We're afraid now of this cheshbon, that since this moved over that, that means this is chosen, this cheshbon, to keep, remember, this, what's all this? This nitzutz is keeping the kelim which are further down alive. So the more nitzutzes you are mesalik from this madrega, the less nitzutzes the kelim have to mechay themselves. So we're afraid that if this madrega goes, this madrega, which is the gematria of that, has been in nichlal, is going to go and follow it back into this madrega of sag. Because why should he leave? He should also go, because this is taka the other face, right? This is madrega zocha, the kelim shlomik, this is madrega zocha, this is madrega in the cave, and the cave is going to follow the zocha. Choshkoba, she says he's going, she's also going to go. That's what Mitzyorim, we're afraid of that. Mitzyorim anu kivashi olu elu esa oisus lemala, shelo yolu gamken imahem hamisbar shalehem shum gematria ma. This misbar is going to go as well. Vihi madrega shvi. Lefi. והיא מדרגה שביעית לפי שהמספר ניגה אחר אויסיוס שאין שורש. This is the מספר, this is the אויסיוס, which is, this is the שורש of that. That's the שורש. And therefore, ואם יעלו גם הם, נמצא שהכלי תפארת יהיה בתכלס גירות, גיריות, ריקון בלתי ניצוצוס, ולא יוכלו אחר כך להתקן בעצם תיקון שעה הכלים. Because you have to understand, once the pony goes up, all these other madregas are going to go up follow. Because remember, all the other madregas, the achorim especially, are nichlad in the ponim. That means the keli betzem, keli of tifer will be reikon, there will be no need to do it mechayet whatsoever. And therefore, we have a break chashash here. So therefore, v'lachin, only nitzutzes netzah hod yesod lemale b'tifere. That's the ganze konsovia. Why is it that we're forcing the way here to say that these madregas are going to go of netzah hod yisod, they're going to go down in order to be mashve themselves into that, in order to avoid this problem of the of this madrega over here going into that madrega, right? The madrega of shvi shel netzach odius of tiferet is going to go and be nichla itself into sags madrega of hey. ולכן אול ניצוז נצח עוד יוסף למעלה בתפארת יתקש לי שיתקש רואים מספר מה מדרגה שביעה בתפארת. Therefore we're going to be male. This is that madrega over here, this ma over here, right? Is this ma over here? I just extracted it. So this ma over here where chosh is going to go up to here, sorry, that madrega, that's right, that madrega over there is going to go over here, then it's going to go in madrega of a sag which I didn't put over here. So therefore we're male it with a bimkom in order that it should feel that it's not chos, in order that it should not go up. Yitkash ro'im misbar ma madrega shvi de tiferet vaz lo yalo misbar ha'hu lemal v'shim sag v'lachein kivan she'en kavonos aliyas nitus zeilu rak l'siba zo, in order to make sure that this doesn't go up into sag. L'chein ein chashash v'kepeida v'dova she'hi cheshbonim shavim b'lav achi olim l'siba nizkeret, in order again right not for this the madrega to go away. So we're making a kutz, even though these madrigas are not shoved to this maske, but nevertheless, it's in order to stop the mad goa. V'im toma lama gam b'shem ab ein anu choshevim shamisma shelo yalu l'dabek im ashchosham shem asar oises de miloi. So let's make the same cheshbon over here. That you see that over here, that b'shem ab. The misvar is ab, which is madrega shvi. Why aren't we afraid that it's going to go up to the miloy ab, which is over here, madrega chamishi? If this were afraid it's going to go up to here, this is going to go up to here. Then why aren't we afraid that this is going to go up to here? Right? On that he asks, mitam pachad, we should be afraid. Why? Mitam pachad ze hayirui shiyale gamkem ese oises de miloi sag lemali imayem kedei lekashchem. And therefore, because of that, then this miloi should have gone down over here in order to keep it, make sure that it stays down. But we don't see everything moving. We don't see that this miloi mab of sag going down to this.
Because you count it.
What?
Because you count it.
Ba'agu v'kashu, why are you counting it?
Yeah. No, the right that it's not going with because you count it separately.
No, that's good for the cash. Why are you counting it separately?
You should not count it. Yeah.
You should not count it. It should go down over here because we're afraid this is going to all go up. So why taka do we count it? Why is there no chashash over here? Hashuva hi ki be'ablo yoldu eser oises miloi klal bebriya. We know that this madrega chamishi of ab, this miloi of ab, never went down to. It's an atzilus, it never went down. And therefore, we're not choshes from oilum to oilum for them to mitzkasha. Ki nish'oru be'atzilus, v'mispar shalehem bilvad yoldu. Only this mitzpah, the yellow, went down below the red line, which is a sea already. Tam pachad, sorry, ki v'lachein ein chashash shiyalu. She'ein oilum me'oilum el oilum acher, ki einam yecholim. Because these mitzvahs are shvach. What happened? They went down in order to mechazik the keli. But once they went down, they can't go back up. They don't go oilam oilam. Or b'prak yahare bal kochem yoldu min atzilus el abriya shelo yahem bahem shelo hayah bahem koach lamot sham minishburo v'noflu. The keli broke down, and therefore the mitzvahs had no choice but to go down. Ve'ech ate yalu le'atzilus achesh nishburu v'noflu. Aval mispa ma haye yochol la'alot l'shchoshom she'em esa osios de ma'ba. Shekem, when you go over here, which are this and that are both in
most of them are in Bria.
Both in Bria, there's a big chashash that this is going to follow that and go into this. Aval mispa ma v'shoshom ha'alot ma she'yalu v'kashru im esa osios de sag she'kunu b'bria hem omdin v'hem yucholim la'alot. Okay, so because of that, we're saying that the madrega Netzach Hod Yesod is coming to save the day and to be maled this madrega in order for it to stay down. V'tzog levaya ki me'acher siba alias nitzutzot Netzach Hod Yesod imamam. Einu ela kidei shelo yalu misvar ima shosho asher ala im eser oisios desag. V'im kem hayesor shiimatze b'chinas eser oisios be'elu Netzach Hod Yesod macha masa milu kedesh yo temurat oisam eser dema asher olu.
Huh?
It's like this. If we're really, the whole tafkid of all this, that we're mekasha netzach on yotzor to the madrega of tiferet, in order to memale this, in order to make sure that it doesn't go up to this madrega, then you would expect that why is this mispa want to go to this madrega over here? Because it wants to mekasha to the oisius, which is its shorish. This is a mispa of this shorish. So how does it help that this madrega, which is also mispa, will come down over here? You're right, this is a madrega of 45. This is also a mispa. All three, netzach hod yisod, which is 15, 15, 15, equal 45, will come down to here. It's 45. Zeh shor, 45, 45. But at the end of the day, it's a mispa. How would that avoid, how would that help for this madrega mispa, which wants to mikash itself to the oisius? That's the question over here. אבל הנה נראו כי הרי שני שמות של י"ק יש מילוי עשר אוסיוס. Because if you look over here, this name is this is a מילוי of this over here, right? It's a מילוי. This is all the מדרגה פושט, and then you have the מילוי starting from מדרגה חמיש, it's a מילוי. So י"ד דלת ה' אלף. And therefore, if you take two of them, which is Kenegelate, Netzach and Hod, so therefore you have two times this. So I wrote here in brackets, Yud Vav Dalet, K Aleph, times two is 10 oisius. It's 10 oisius. The Elohim bimkom oisum eser oisius de miloi masha olu el shem sag haniska. But etzem, what's going down over here is not really this madrega, but rather the miloi of that madrega. It's going down over here. And therefore, there's your oysters. We'll keep it down. Again, this madriga wants to go to the oysters, so we're going to give it oysters, bimkom, so therefore, that's not going to want to go up anymore. Ve'ezek peder. I'm sorry. Ve'olnam is asking a question. Afal pishem shlosha shemois ekem. I only told you two times this miloi, but really, there's three spheres. Right, there's Netzach Hod and Yesod, so there'll be three times. It won't come out to be 10 letters. It will come out to be 15 letters, and that won't be doimit to this. Yeah. Right, this is only 10 letters. It's only like for like that we can kasha. Look there, and the kapeda again. Amakrit. Rakim yiyo ois yosem muotem mispa eser. Only if it's less than 10, then we can't. But if ime him yeserim me eser, ein bezeh chashash. What? Yeah, if there's more, like here, we would have 15 letters if we mekasha all the Netzach Hod Yisod. So we would take Netzach Hod Yisod, therefore we'll come out with 10 letters here, and that's mekasha them together. And that stops this going. But really, the essence is machloek is really where is this going? This machloek is going down here or is it going up here? Machloek is Bishlechem Yehuda, Batli Gani, Karen Flomas, a little bit of a tumult. Doesn't say clear where is it going. Anyways, it comes out from this. Nimsa, Shekol in Nitzus, Shanetzah Hod Yisod, it comes out that these three Madrid, Netzah Hod Yisod, Kulam Olu, Venizchabu Im Nitzus Shel Madi Tifer. So it comes out that all these Madregas, Shlishut, it's connected over here, Chamish is connected over here, Shvi is connected to up here, they're all connected, that means all Netzah Hod Yisod, and once you have connected upon him, all these yellows, all the alchemy connected. Therefore, it comes out that everything of Netzach Hod Yisod would be connected. Which is connected Chesed Gvurot Tiferet, and inside Tiferet Netzach Hod Yisod Uben, which is Malchus Hashem Rafak, which comes out in the gematria of three times Ab, which is 288 Achoraim. So I'll show you over here. That's over here. That if you look at this chart properly, that everything in yellow is connected upon him, and everything connected the gray is connected the achoraim. So you have ponim. When it comes over, it's gray because that's connected the achoraim. So then has an achoraim inside of it. Okay, because that's malchus. Malchus is achoraim. It's the malchus the ben. ואב לרבי הוא בחינס האחוריים, וכן כולם הם רפח נמצוצים. הוא היה בסך הכל 288. ואנו מזכירים בכל מקום בחיבותיהם. So there's tikka club yodcha, which is explained the rafach where it comes from, ab, and then we're not going to explain this over again. This, and every time it's mentioned, rafach in b'chiburenu, which is the kidvar izah, you have to understand this in the cheshbon. Ve'at tavin v'tire ech nish'ar hakelim shel netzach od yisod bilti nitzutzim atzma, because all the nitzutzim was mitzchaber into tiferes. V'lechein yenikas aklipas hi mahem. Because since there's no nitzutzis in order to keep away the shefa, the more the shefa there, the more it keeps away the klipas. Therefore, since all that shefa was absorbed into tiferes, therefore that keli, that bechin of netzach hotzer is very, very inferior, and therefore that allows the chitzonis to grab onto it because it's pochet shefa.
Well, why more than that? Why more than that?
What do you mean more than that?
Why more than tiferes?
Tiferes have all the nitzutzos, right? You see, it has a whole column. See, Tiferes has all this.
Fierdu, yeah.
Fierdu has a lot of power there. It scares away the nitzutzos. Plus, has Netzach Hod Yisod nitzutzos.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's no problem with the Chitzonim grabbing onto Tiferes. It's much too powerful. Mashenke and Netzach Hod Yisod don't have this shefa there. And therefore, every time we speak about
the Nitzach Hod Yisod are with the Nitzach Hod Yisod?
Yeah, the Nitzach.
So what's the chiluk between that and Nitzach Hod Yisod? Why do you say
there's two bechinas? There's kelim and there's nitzutzos. The kelim, in order that the kelim should be shomo, needs nitzutzos. The problem, Nitzach Hod Yisod doesn't have any more nitzutzos. The all nichlal in tiferes, therefore the kelim is by itself.
Kelim atzilus is by itself.
The kli in bria, in bia, it broke.
So just went
to bia in order to mechazik the keli
of
Netzach Hod Yisod. The nitzutzos of nahi went down into bia in order to mechazik the keli of nahi.
Mm-hmm.
Now they all went down. They went to they left. They went to Netzach. They went to Tiferet.
The keli
is susceptible now to the yinika of the chitzon because there's no power there in order to keep them away. They're afraid of too much korichos.
The keli of Tiferet is full of nitzutzos.
It's full of nitzutzos, right? So therefore, that's not a problem. Therefore, any time we speak about the yinika of the klipas, sada acher, you have to know it's always by the nahi for this reason.
The keli of the nahi.
Yeah. There's a rabbi that I'm talking again. Yeah. Okay, there's a few questions in there from the Mufash, but I think we'll just leave it off for now. Okay.